Dylan and Dylan Watt, the podcast by two best friends.
Ugh, whatever.
You can't bring food onto the podcast.
Why not?
It makes for bad audio, poor hosting, bad quality, weak content. It just comes across as unprofessional.
Wow, Dilawat. Got any other negative words you'd like to throw at me?
I'm just telling the truth.
You can be blunt while still being kind.
I'm just trying to establish a professional work ethic here. Start as you mean to go on.
Isn't the whole appeal of podcasting that it's natural, though?
I guess.
Well, is eating not one of the most natural things on the planet? We literally need to do it to survive.
Yes, but no one wants to hear you crunching. Anyhow, I doubt there's very many things you could label as natural in that packet of peanut M&Ms.
They're yellow M&Ms?
What?
They're yellow M&Ms, not peanut.
The flavor is peanut.
The flavor is yellow.
But what? Have you eaten them before?
Yeah.
What's on the inside of the shell?
Peanuts. Therefore, they're yellow-flavored peanuts.
Yellow is not a flavor. I cannot believe I'm having to tell a 23-year-old man that.
Why would the packaging be yellow if that wasn't the case?
It has to be some color.
You're lucky you're not rolling yet, because you are making yourself out to be quite the fool.
Go screw you.
Oh, wait. We are.
What? Oh, what the hell?
I was going to do an audio test before you started rambling on about how I can't eat yellow M&Ms during the podcast. You know, eating is a basic human right. I could get you arrested for disallowing me that.
Since when are you in charge of the running and testing of the audio equipment?
I really like doing the something quiet, something loud thing. You know, it's fun. You get to talk down here and up here. It's weird how your voice can do that, right?
Yeah, right. Do you remember what we said about the lulls? You can't keep having those. People will think their phone turned off. Well, we're apparently over 4 minutes in and still haven't even introduced the show, so nothing's really going to plan so far.
Go for it, then.
I thought you were the one taking charge.
Introductions are boring.
Ugh. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dylan and Dilawat podcast. I'm your co-host, Dilawat Harwat.
And I'm your host, Dylan Harry.
A co-host.
What?
You're a co-host.
No, you're the co-host. You literally just said that.
We're both co-hosts.
No, one person hosts, then their sidekick co-hosts.
Okay. Whoa. Let's sidetrack a little bit.
Let's?
You think this is your show, that you host, and I'm a little sidekick. I'm the Batman to your Robin, or something like that.
More like the Scrappy-Doo to my Scooby-Doo.
What? People like Scrappy. Yeah, I do, but I know that was intended as an insult.
Very observant.
What makes you think you're the main host?
My name comes first.
You refused to do it unless I did that. It was originally titled The Dilawat and Dylan Podcast, a much more fitting and catchier title.
Yeah, literally no one would agree with you on that.
You don't know what people think.
I know what they think of our show, or shall I say, my show, which I shall, because it's my show that you're lucky to be a guest on.
Alright, fine. You're the host. As your very honored guest, I would like to pick today's topic.
Go ahead.
Okay, so today myself and Dylan...
Dylan and yourself.
Whatever. We decided to prepare some stand-up pieces to perform and get each other's reactions to.
Indeed.
Shall I go first?
Seeing as you're the guest, sure.
Thank you ever so kindly. Okay. So, you know when you arrive home and there's a full sink and you just think to yourself, I thought I'd just gotten back from work. Then as you're cleaning all these items that are very clearly not yours, but you may as well just give in and wash up, you find a plastic container, you know, from Chinese food or whatever. And you don't throw it away because it's not like it's yours, but also you're thinking this is never going to be put into any use. You see, there's already piles of them stacked up beside what little clean fine china we have left, and you're thinking, surely they're never going to find a use for this.
I will find a use for them eventually.
I wasn't finished.
Oh yeah, I know. I was just, invested.
So you add the new container to the pile of leftover chicken curry containers, probably the fifth one you've cleaned this week. That sounds about accurate. And you're thinking, what's their plan? Is it that they're going to start prepping meals and putting it into the container? Because if so, bit of a catch-22. You're looking to prep meals in order to eat healthier, but you need to get Chinese food to access this. It's a first world problem, but a problem nonetheless. Well, that concludes my set. I liked it, you know, very relatable. Uh-huh. Ready to hear mine?
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, cool.
Let me just, all good?
Yeah, it's just, buried pretty deep into my back pockets.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Right. So, I ate a shit ton of Chinese food last night.
Did you now?
What is it with us as a human race and ordering Chinese food? Like, we have a general understanding of quantity control and how much our stomachs can handle, until it comes to Chinese, where we suddenly think we have the appetite of a whole family. Like, what are we doing with all these sides? You know, beef and rice is filling enough. In fact, a bowl of rice on its own could probably keep you going for a day. But no, we need to have 3 spring rolls, 6 ribs, a portion of chicken wings, and freaking fries as well. It's always such an exciting idea, you know, you're there ordering it on Deliveroo, and you just keep tapping stuff, because it's only like an extra €3, so why not? And next thing you know, there's enough food on your table to feed the family next door, whom you're not going to tell, because, you know, they never once invited you to their barbecue, and you end up eating nothing but the prawn crackers. Well, what did you think?
Yeah, it was funny.
I never heard you laughing.
I couldn't.
Why not? Oh, sorry.
Nice to see you spent a really long time working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing as you just mentioned all the food you ordered last night, I presume that's just a coincidence.
Absolutely, I came prepared. In fact, I only ordered that meal last night in preparation. You know, I really wanted to get into the mind of someone who ordered way too much Chinese food. Yeah,
I save. What was that last part?
I was getting into the mind of someone who ordered way too much Chinese food.
I believe you said something after that.
Nope.
Okay, well, that was some insightful stuff.
We do live very thrilling lives.
Yes.
Especially me.
Right, any other jokes? That's all you had prepared?
Yeah.
We need to eventually try to go for an hour.
Did you prepare anything?
Well, no, but I thought there would be more conversation about the sets.
Oh, okay, well, I really liked the bit about the plastic containers. It's so relatable. Like, I must have at least 40 of them stacked up on the kitchen counter.
I know. I stacked them.
You, me, what difference does it make?
Right, well, here's one more joke. How many roommates does it take to screw in a light bulb? 2. One to buy the bulb, replace it, and risk their life in the process of doing so. The other to talk about how the hallway light blew and do nothing about it for 2 weeks.
God, that is so true.
Ugh.
Okay, I have one. So, a Jew and a little person walked into a bar.
Okay, see you guys soon.
Wait, what?
Dylan and Dilwatt, the podcast by 2 best friends.